Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have some very special guests. These are folks that essentially retired themselves in their 30s by using real estate and doing the things that we advise them to do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, that's pretty much sums it up. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm extremely proud of my guests. I mean, the fact that they were able to step away from very good paying jobs and they were able to utilize real estate as the catalyst that created the financial freedom that they currently enjoy. You know, financial freedom really means being in control, having the ability to decide what you do, when you do it, how you do it, and basically just calling all the shots. And I'll tell you what, Candace and Corey, well, they're in the driver's seat, and they're on today's show to give you some insight as to how they were able to achieve financial freedom in less than 5 years. Candace, Corey, you guys there? Did I lose them?
Nope, we're here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering. I was kidding during the break before we came on the show. I was joking with them that I would, you know, just start the show and I'd turn everything over to them and I'd come back on at the end. And then I got scared when I didn't hear their voices.
We're here. Happy to be here.
I am so happy to have you guys because you have such an interesting story. So let's start out. You know, let's go back maybe about 7 years when the two of you met. What was your retirement game plan way back then?
I have to do what everyone else does, you know, invest in our 401k, you know, retire in our 60s. You know, that was my thought process that I would be following. What was yours, Corey?
Well, I knew I wanted to be investing in real estate. I had zero idea that we'd be able to accomplish the goals we had as quickly as we have. But, you know, I always knew that there had to be another way. I always had that kind of entrepreneurial mindset. So I just had no idea that we'd be able to move as quickly as we did.
So to sum that up, I mean, essentially, you guys were on the same track that I was on. You were advised by people in your life to go to school, get good grades, get into a good college, which I know both of you did, and get more good grades so that you could get into the workforce and start working your tail off for money, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So what changed? What caused that shift in your game plan?
Well, for me, it was when I was in college, and I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, which, you know, basically, you know, you figure out a way to find cash flowing assets to build your wealth and move from, you know, the employee quadrant over into the investor quadrant, which, you know, that's mind blowing. And we just had to, for me, I just had to figure out a way how to do it.
Right. And I have to give Corey the credit because, as I was saying earlier, my mindset was, okay, yes, I've seen my family do real estate, but I thought that it would be a little bit further down the road for us, and I just didn't expect for this to happen so quickly. So Corey is the one who really got us started, because when we got engaged, Corey was adamant about us buying our first single-family rental investment. And he did, and I'm so glad that he did start us on that path, because you know, we wouldn't have been, we wouldn't be where we are without it, without joining Lifestyles and taking action and getting started.
So you guys moved into real estate pretty early in your relationship, and you went into single family. How did that investing work out for you?
It went great for us. We followed the map. We worked with our mentor, and you know that first deal, it, like Candace was saying, it paid for our wedding. I mean, like we doubled our money on that deal, and you know, we were able to move on and do other deals because of it.
So one of the things that Del Walmsley says is, and by the way, for the listeners out there that don't know who Del Walmsley is, he's the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited. One of the things that he says is that you have to get educated and you have to take action. And I think you guys took that to heart.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, looking back, it's just, I'm so, so glad that we did. We made that investment in ourselves to join LU Lifestyles and to get educated so we could do the investing that we wanted to do the proven way where we wouldn't have to make those mistakes, that we would have a team of people to help us basically hold our hand through the process. All we had to do was actually do the work and just take the steps.
So when you started off with single family, did you stay focused on single family or did you mix it up?
We kind of mixed it up a little bit. We started off, you know, we took baby steps. So we started off in single family, wanted to make sure that worked out good for us and see if it, you know, if the proof was in a pudding, so to speak. And then after that, we moved into investing passively in multifamily. And then after that, after we saw some success with that, we moved on to become lead investors ourselves.
And you guys have done a great job because I'm looking at just the list of all the investments that you have made. And you've, you know, to be honest with you, you've knocked it out of the park. But when we come back from the break, we're going to get into the details of these deals because we want to understand how you were able to achieve financial freedom. We'll be back right after this.
Del Walmsley on having a plan.
The year I got cancer and could not work for 8 months, I lost 50 pounds. I want to tell you that I made $4 million that year. I made more that year than any year I'd ever made previous to that in my life. And I'm not telling you that to impress you. I'm telling you that to impress upon you. I didn't go to work for 8 months. That's a plan.
Create your plan at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, everybody that I have the opportunity to interview as a part of this radio show always tells me one thing, and here it is. Their real estate investing success began with that first investment. And it's always been that first investment that has created the snowball, if you will. You know, imagine the rock rolling down the snow-covered hill, and as it rolls down the hill, it continues to build snow around it, and it eventually becomes this giant snow boulder at the bottom of the hill. Was your first property the catalyst to create that giant snowball?
I would say joining LU was our catalyst, but yes, that was a part of it. You know, having the confidence and the team behind us to feel good about purchasing our first single family home. So absolutely. And if we wouldn't have started there, we wouldn't be at 1300 units that we've invested in today. So
yeah, that's pretty impressive to go from 1 to 1300 in less than 5 years. I mean, but to be honest with you, it is kind of typical of the folks that we hang out with at Lifestyles Unlimited.
absolutely. Yeah.
Your quality of life is the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and I spend a lot of time with my friends and family and lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, that's well stated, absolutely well stated. Well, let me drag you back to that first house and tell me about what the investing strategy was going into that property, and when you bought it, did you have to put a lot of work into it, or what kind of property was it like?
So this was a single family home that was built in the 70s. It was in an awesome submarket. You know, we were terrified out of our minds. I mean, we hadn't even bought our own house yet, much less we were about to step out and buy an investment rental property. So, I mean, we went in, and I think we spent somewhere north of $20,000 on one house, and that includes filling a pool, fixing the roof, you know, doing all the interior upgrades. And, you know, it was scary. Actually, no, I think it was somewhere around 25 plus rehab. I can't remember. It was a while ago, but you know, we were terrified out of our minds, but we had the right team around us, and they just gave us the confidence and kind of walked us through everything. And boy, we're sure glad that we did it, because now we're doing, you know, rehabs that are, you know, 10 times that amount, you know, or actually more than that right now.
Yeah. So now we self-manage a property that's, you know, over 100 units. So, you know, and we were able to take those steps in 5 years. So yeah, it's been so glad that we took that step. It's been a good ride so far.
Do you recall what kind of returns that first property created for you?
That property was over 100% return.
And what does that mean?
So that means that we invested probably around $20,000 into it. And that means we got that same $20,000 back plus another, if I remember, somewhere around $25,000 plus the cash flow that we made. So it was somewhere over 100% return on that deal.
Wow. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we tell the story because we purchased that property right before we got married. And we tell the story that property paid for our wedding at the time. So it just made sense in so many ways to keep going.
I'm glad that the property was successful, because I was going to go on a tangent about marriage, but I'm not going to go there because I'm just not going to go there. So you had great success with that particular property. And did that give you the confidence to move forward to build the investment portfolio that you have now?
It absolutely did. Like that was the catalyst that kind of kept everything going, and it prompted us to, you know, move to the next level in a progression of real estate, you know, from single family to multifamily. And after that house, that was when we moved up.
So what was your next deal? I mean, not necessarily a passive deal with other members, but where you actually stepped forward and decided, you know what, let's try this lead investor thing. What was that particular deal?
So we bought our first house in 2015, and then we did some passive investments with some other lead investors. Then in 2017, that was when we became lead investors. And we bought an 18-unit property in Arlington, Texas.
And tell me about that investment.
So with that deal, it was a stabilized deal. It was underperforming as far as rents were concerned. And we figured a way that we could go in, you know, improve the operations, improve the asset itself through landscaping, improving. We took down some ugly mansard sidings, and we put up some hardy board planks. We put up some paint, and we just really kind of more or less, quote unquote, tricked out the outside. And then we did a really good job on the inside by upgrading the kitchens and the bathrooms and coming in with new flooring. It just looked like a totally different place.
What kind of returns did you get on that investment?
That deal, we went in with the plans on that one being a yield play, and which we were projecting like a 5-year hold, you know, at least. And we sold that deal within 2 years for a 50% return, because we had already hit our 5-year projections on our rent growth. We within the first year, took the average rent from about $750 to up to $1,050. So basically, we took rents up $300 a door.
Holy smokes. I mean, was that difficult to accomplish? I mean, did you have to strong arm people to pay that?
Well, we had some residents that decided, hey, this isn't the fit for us. We got a new sheriff in town, so we had a lot of people decide to move out on day one. So that's part of what sped up our investment timeline. We were able to turn more units more quickly.
Interesting. So just the concept of going into that investment with a well thought out plan and being ready to execute that plan created the environment that you needed in order to get the returns that you were able to get, by the way, way faster than you thought.
Yep, that's correct, Al.
And where'd you learn how to do all that?
Well, we have some awesome mentors who literally walked us through every step of the process. I can't speak, you know, loudly enough about how much time they devoted to making sure and taking all of our phone calls and answering all of our questions, and really just kind of walking us through the entire process.
And also the network of the other leads that were doing the same thing that we were doing that we could down.
Hold that thought, Candace. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll finish that answer.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. You know, during the break, I had the opportunity to just kind of go mano-a-mano with Candace and Corey, and we were talking about some real issues that are affecting the economy, that are affecting our business model, that are affecting our way of life. And, you know, it's important that we address these issues. And I think the most important thing is when you sit down as a real estate investor and you realize that you're making an investment into a tangible asset, and part of that investment strategy is to attract the best qualified applicants to become residents in your property. You know, you form a business relationship with that resident. And a lot of real estate investors stop right there. They figure, okay, I've got somebody paying me rent. They're going to move in. I'm going to step away and I'm going to leave that alone. But at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a different approach to that, because we believe that our residents are a very, very important component of our business model. You guys want to pick it up from there and tell me about some of the things that you have personally experienced during these coronavirus times with regards to operating your properties and the focus that you have on your residents?
Absolutely. So I would love to talk about this. So what we're trying to do is make sure that we love on our residents. So, you know, they're not forgotten. I mean, this is challenging for all of us. And we appreciate our residents, and we want to show them how much we appreciate them always, but especially during this difficult time. So, you know, Lifestyles teaches us best product, best price. And we believe a part of the best product is the best service. So we have been putting together different resident events for our property, and they've been from pizza parties, you know, social distancing pizza party that we did back in April, I believe. That was a huge hit, because not only did we deliver pizzas, our team delivered pizzas door-to-door to our residents, but they were made to order. So it wasn't just us throwing pizzas out. It had a personal touch to it, that we brought them a pizza that they had, you know, requested, because we sent out a survey asking what topping that they would like. So that's something that they really, really appreciated. And we, you know, just had so much fun doing it for them. And we were able to partner with a pizzeria that closed the local business that's close to our property. And so it helped them, and it helped our residents as well. We've also done a Mother's Day resident event where we delivered, again, personalized single flowers, fresh flowers to our residents with a little note to them, wishing them a happy Mother's Day. Again, it was just well received by our residents. We've also did a back to school event where we gave away free school supplies. We partnered with some of our vendors to help us cover some of that cost. And again, another huge hit. And I think that's really important to love on your residents because, like I said, it's just a difficult time for everyone. So that's what we've been doing.
Yeah, you know, I think it goes a long way because, you know, I'm just flashing back to March and remembering all the news that came out about coronavirus impacting us and we were going to start shutting things down in America. And the next thing we know, people are finding themselves furloughed or unemployed. And, you know, these people are people that we have those relationships with, and they're affected. I mean, we were all told to go hang out at home and wait it out, you know, and we've been waiting it out for a long time. And I think the fact that the two of you approach your residents as people, as human beings that are being affected by this problem, the same way we're being affected, and the willingness to go the extra mile and just provide that human touch. I think, you know what? I just got to give you guys a virtual high five for doing all that.
Thank you. We felt like it was necessary. So, you know, our property during this time, we've been very fortunate. We got really great residents. We've maintained strong collections, even through, especially considering that we were in a pandemic. So, you know, we're moving forward as best we can, it's great to see some success with it.
You know, I think if you take care of your residents will take care of you. And you know, Candace was kind of modest, but we've had the best performance since we owned the property during COVID, as we're self-managing. We've had the best performance right now. So, and I think it goes back to, hey, if you take care of your residents, they'll take care of you.
You know, it's an interesting thought. One of the things that I hear from people that are either real estate investors or they're considering being real estate investors is the fear associated with self-managing a property. And if I recall, Candace, didn't you just tell me in the last segment you're self-managing a property of about 100 units currently?
Yes, we are. So we took over management of this property in February, so right before COVID hit the fan. And it couldn't have been better timing because we just have full control of the operations of our property. You know, there's no middleman, so we're able to execute things quickly, change things that we see need to be changed before, you know, it would maybe take a little longer. So it's really nice to be able to have that direct touch with the team. Yes, it's more work, but we sleep better at night. As crazy as that sounds, just, you know, knowing that we have the that full kind of control.
Yeah, you know, I suppose if I were one of your residents and, you know, I was receiving the kind of special care and attention that you're providing, not only to the property, but to the people that live there, I would be feeling pretty good about the fact that I selected your location as the place to call my home.
Well, thank you for that. You know, that's what we're shooting for. You know, there's a lot of competition out there, and to have a strong performing property, we just feel like that's something that we need to do. We need to provide the best service.
Now, do you have residents that, you know, were materially affected by coronavirus, that they, you know, lost their job or were furloughed or anything like that?
Yes, we have had, you know, a percentage of our property, not majority, but we do have some residents that have had reduced hours when all of this initially started in March. There were some people that were furloughed, but now are working again. But, you know, we do have a couple residents that you know, are just trying to catch up. So people, our residents that we work with are, you know, the ones that we communicate with. We pretty much stay in communication with every resident. But it definitely helps when that resident is communicating with us and we can work with them.
Yeah, I think the secret to all of that is the fact that you fostered that relationship. You fostered that environment to where the resident feels comfortable communicating with you, because all of a sudden, the owner of the property is not really the bad guy or the bad gal. They're actually a very important component of the overall picture. And we'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. You know, in the last segment, Candace and Corey and I were talking about an element of their, I guess we could call it their investing strategy, but really it's more of a very specific approach to the residents in their properties. You know, they believe that they have found the best quality people available to rent homes from them. And as a result of that, they take that very seriously. I mean, that is a very integral component to their investing success. The fact that they treat people with dignity and respect, you know, they expect them to honor their part of the lease. I mean, it is a business transaction after all, but they believe that the residents are a primary consideration for the things that they do as they operate their property. So since we're talking about the residents at your Belmont Place apartment community, tell me a little bit about what you've done at that community to you know, from the time you took it over to where it's at now. What are the things that you have focused on to increase the value of that property?
I would say some of the low-hanging fruit was, you know, to decrease some of the stress on our residents. We went in with a water conservation program, which not only did that decrease the property's water bill, but it also decreases the residents' water bill because they have some responsibility for that. So that made their pocketbooks a lot lighter. We went in with, you know, some solar screens, and we went in with some new smart thermostats, which helps them to decrease their electric bill. So that's also, not only did that bring value to the property because, you know, residents love those types of amenities, but it also, you know, help them save energy, you know, which their power bill, that's a significant portion of, you know, their monthly expense. Those are some of the things that we did that directly help our residents, but also improved the value of our property.
We also added cameras throughout the property and, new landscaping, exterior lighting. So our property looks like a Christmas tree when you drive through it at night. So all of those things, show that we are adding value to their living experience, as well as implementing monthly some type of monthly resident event.
Now, how many Lifestyles Unlimited members did you bring along with you into this deal?
We have about 60 Lifestyles partners on this deal.
Wow. Did you say 60 as in a 6 and a 0?
That's correct.
That is pretty incredible. So, I mean, the bottom line there is that in order for you to take down this property, you needed the assistance of other like-minded, well-trained real estate investors to partner along with you so that you could do the things that you're doing. So you also have a responsibility to 60 other families out there that are literally on the sidelines cheering for your success.
Right. And we have incredible investors. And it's so great when we send out our monthly reports to get feedback from them. There are cheerleaders that, keep us going. And with all the things that we've done with this property since ownership, even since we've taken over management, we've seen our income really increase. So all of the value that we're adding has translated into the best performance of the property since we've owned it.
What kind of returns are you getting right now?
So we're paying out about 6% plus right now, but we're also having to hold back because we don't know what type of conditions COVID's gonna present to us here in the coming up period. So we're being a little bit conservative, but man, if we weren't in COVID right now, we could definitely be paying our investors out real good. And they can see it when they look at our financial statements and, our balance sheet, like our bank accounts are building up.
And what we are doing right now is setting us up for our next major event, like a refinance or sale. So all of our efforts right now are just setting us up and really following our business plan. We're doing better than our business plan. So, our goal is just to keep moving forward. You can't let, what's going on outside impact you. You still have to stay focused on your goal, and that's what we're doing.
You guys sent me an email a little earlier in the month where you were giving me an update on things that are going on with your properties and where you're potentially looking to go towards. And I think the thing that really just stood out and caught my eye is the fact that you've been able to maintain an exceptionally strong occupancy rate at Belmont Place. I mean, you're at 98%. I mean, how did you do that?
Well, when all of this hit the fan, we were planning to, strong performance, even before COVID. But once all this happened, we started going into our defensive playbook. How could we, maneuver ourselves and pivot to still get the results, to still achieve the goals that we wanted even through this pandemic? And one of those key focuses was to keep our occupancy high. Because if our occupancy is high, there's more chance that we're going to get the collections that we're shooting for. So that has been our plan, and also pre-leasing. So we've coached our team to be focused on pre-leasing and virtual tours. So there's no excuse not to have that unit leased when we have a move out.
What does the future hold for you? I mean, this property at Belmont Place is really doing exceptionally well, and I'm although I'm not one of your investors, kind of kicking myself, but I'm pretty confident that in spite of it could be a nuclear war or something stupid that happens, I think you're going to have nothing but an absolute fantastic finish to this property. But where are you looking for the next step? What's the next logical progression for you as investors?
Our goal is to continue building our portfolio and increasing our passive income. And, you know, one day we want to eventually, you know, have our own deal, our own 100-unit property. You know, we love having partners, but we'd love to have our own and really live that lifestyle. We want to eventually be able to give back and, you know, help out other investors that can get them from point A to point B and C, like, you know, some of our mentors have done for us. So there's a lot of things that we'd love to do, and, you know, we've got time.
Yeah, you guys are like in your 30s, and, I mean, you're doing better than I am. So, and I said that right in front of everybody listening. So just another virtual high five for you guys. But as we all know, as members of Lifestyles Unlimited, we can't do any of this by ourselves. I mean, we could, but we wouldn't be able to get the results that we achieve if we go at it alone. So who are the folks that really helped you out along the way and helped you to get to where you're at?
Real quick, how much time do we have?
Oh, man. Well, less than 2 minutes.
Well, first of all, Dale. For creating this program, Lynn is, oh my gosh, the updates, the information. She has such a wealth of knowledge that is so valuable. Dave, our first 2-day seminar, all of our mentors, the LU realtors that we've worked with to help find us properties and walk us through the process, all of the LU vendors. It's just like the list could go on and on, definitely don't want to forget all the LU leads and passive investors and just the network. It's incredible, and we wouldn't be where we are today without all the people that I mentioned.
I'm just sitting back going, yep, they got that right. They got all of that right. Because, I mean, really, what we've done is we, and I'm using that collective, you and I, have elected to join a community of people that have followed a very, very comprehensive educational program that has positioned us to be successful. And because we have surrounded ourselves by like-minded individuals, we can't help but do things the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just fast track our life. Like Corey and I were talking earlier, our minds are blown when we actually sit down and we think about where we are right now from where we started 5 years ago. So, you know, if we can do it, we're just normal people.
Yeah. You know what? And there's a whole bunch of us normal people that are members of Lifestyles Unlimited. Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. I learned a lot, and I know the audience did the same. And for those of you trying to figure out how to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.